Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Cusick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Lown. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Turk Lown. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. And now, play ball. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive towards third. Lark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Two outs. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi juggles the ball. That's an error on Fondi. Mueller moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger misplays the ball. That's an error on Terwilliger. Mueller moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark takes first base on ball four. Dark moves to second. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark juggles the ball. That's an error on Lark. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Terwilliger moves to second. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pavko strikes out. Two outs. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown is 0-for-1 in the game. Lown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Terwilliger moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Westrum moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pavko hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Westrum fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lark bunts towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Terwilliger covering, for the out. Mays moves to second. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Turk Lown. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-3 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Westrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer strikes out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Mays moves to second. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick misplays the ball. That's an error on Cusick. Dark scores. Mays scores. It's 6-1, Giants. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jansen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Walker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanky is hit by the pitch. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-4 in the game. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Rigney now playing second base. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-3 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.